shekel.
Yeah.
And simcha back there, that you had a machtzis ha-shekel instead of a machtzis ha-lira, I still remember.
Start your day, the Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, 8th of Adar, 1st of March, Rabbi Elchanan Goldblatt Shlita, Haftoras Parsha Zocha. This week's Torah has been sponsored by the Chodesh Simchas Bar Mitzvah of Yoni Stimler, whose mitzvah was last Shabbos. He wrote so in Shiyusko Herobos Kenov Rav Nachas Mimenu Mikol Yotzei Chalotzehem.
Amen.
It is, as has just been mentioned, Parsha Zocha, and the Haftorah concerns itself with the story of Shaul HaMelech, Shmuel HaNovi, Agag Melech HaMolek. And in brief, Shaul HaMelech had been instructed to exterminate HaMolek, and he didn't. He left the king alive. He also left the flocks alive. And concerning this, the Gemara says in Yuma, it's the first thing on these sheets, Shaul Ba'achas Ve'olsaloi. David Bishtein velo olsalo. What does this mean? So Shol ba'achas maihi, maise da agag. Now, what does the Gemara mean when it says Shol did one great avera for olsalo? David HaMelech did two averas velo olsalo, says Rashi olsalo. Motzinu Shol nishol ba'achas, ve olsalo l'ro. It caused him great harm. Lekonsa misa, he was condemned to death. And levatl malchusa, his malchus, was brought to an end. So because of this single avera, the Avera that he left King Agag alive and left the flocks alive, he lost his life and he lost his Malchus. David HaMelech, however, and the two Averas that we're talking about here with David HaMelech are Hasosa, that David HaMelech took a census of the people, which is Osa Deraisa, and David HaMelech arranged for the death of Uriah Achiti, which is whatever one says about what David did or didn't do with Bathsheba and the halachas of it, but he arranged the death of Uriah Achiti. La also lo, Malchus based David continues. So the first question is, what is so much worse about what Shaul did, that he left Agag and the flocks arrive? Why is that something that has to lead to the death of Shaul and to the bittle of his Malchus from him and his descendants forever? Why is that so much worse than the various things which David HaMelech did? First question. Second question which Tosius Shonim asks is that there's actually another Avera that Shaul committed. Shaul was supposed to wait till Shmuel came in order to bring the korban, and he didn't. And if you look at 1b, the Tosfos Yeshonim asks, that his Rebbe asks, that when Shaul did not wait to bring the korban, the psukim tell us that he was going to lose his malchus for that. So why does the Gemara in Yuma tell me that he lost his malchus only because of Maisa Agag? There is this other event. So Tosfos Shonim says that his Rebbe gave an answer to this question by saying, well, maybe for not delaying the korban, he would have lost his malchus, but his children would have got it, because of Maisa Agag, his children also didn't get it. And that's Tosfos Shonim. The Rosh Yeshiva Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, whose sicha this is, to the extent that I've understood it, had a different answer, which we'll come to. So, why is what Shaul did so much worse than what David did? And why is it the Gemara says ba'achas when in fact there are shtayim? Let's put that question on one side and move on. So on the word vo'es chanan, as we know, chazal dash negematria. Moshe Rabbeinu, because of chet and mei meriva, was not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Medrash Rabbah, which I put here as number 2, says that Moshe davened 515 tefillos, that should be forgiven and he should go into Eretz Yisrael, that Chet and Mei Meriva should be forgiven. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lower than Aleph. No. Chet ha'egel v'yinochim Hashem al horo o asher diber la'asos la'amu chet avod zora of Klal Yisrael and Moshe Davin, and Klal Yisrael were forgiven. Chet of Mei Meriva, whatever it was not forgiven, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed into Eretz Yisrael. My high. I mean, why is it that Chet of Mei Meriva is so very terrible that although Chet of Egel can be forgiven, Chet of Mei Meriva can't? We'll put that question on one side. We'll come back to it. You will remember in Parsha Shmini, this is number 4 on this list, you will remember that Moshe Rabbeinu queried what Aaron and his sons had done after the Misa of Nodav and Avihu, and Aaron explained, and the Pasuk says, Vayishma Moshe, Vayita Beinov, he heard, he understood, he said, yeah, you know, you're right. And Chazal, whom Rashi quotes, say, Hoda v'lo boshlo, malo shamati, he said, you're quite right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell me this, but I forgot. Why are we making such a fuss about this? I mean, I agree. To admit that you've done something wrong is not a very straightforward thing to do. Not everyone can do it. I remember the Hespedim on Rav Munk. I remember, I think it was Rav Zolti, though I don't remember clearly anymore, mentioning that Rav Munk stood up in shul one day and said, I was asked such and such a shaila, I paskin such and such, I was mistaken, the halacha is the following. And they thought that this was such a remarkable thing, they should mention it in the Hesped. But we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu, hoidev lo bosh lo ma lo shamati elo shamati v'shachat, what's the great gedula? I mean, this is, after all, lo kom b'Yisrael k'moshe od novi, why do we make such a fuss about this? Okay, it's nearly Purim. The Gemara says, and the Mechaber paskens it, and it's number 5 here, chayev inish levesumi de puriyad lo yoda bein oror homan lo baruch molcha, which in pshat aposhet simply tight means one is supposed to drink so much on Purim that you don't know the difference between oror homan and baruch molcha. And that's what the Mechaber paskens. Now, I don't actually do this. I mean, the Ramor, and I forget if the Ramor is in the name of the Mordechai or the Maram in Rottenberg, but the Ramor says, drink more than usual and fall asleep. When you sleep, you won't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Oror Homan. Okay, good, fine. Yeah, good, fine. There is the brilliant pshat of the Berheitev. The Berheitev, which I printed here, is 5a, says the gematria of Oror Homan and Baruch Mordechai is identical. When you can't work it out, you've drunk enough. I can't work it out when I'm sober, let alone when I'm drunk. But for the meantime, good, brilliant. The Oruch HaShulchan asks the stira between the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, because in the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, who says, Chas v'sholom, that anyone should get drunk, because drunkenness leads to the great Aveiros of Gilead Royah Shvichas Domim and Avodah Zohar. Nevertheless, the Mechaber paskens, you're supposed to get drunk. All right, good. So, at least according to the Pshat of the Mechaber, and I have been very careful to tell everyone at least 3 of the possible ways not quite to do that. At least according to Pshat, you're supposed to get drunk. Now, the world knows that the Shalom Kodesh is claimed to have said, in the name of the Arizal, Yom Kippurim, Halavai on Yom Kippur, we should reach the Madrega we get to on Purim. Are we really hoping and aspiring that on Yom Kippurim, when we try to turn ourselves into Malachim, we don't eat, we don't drink, we say Bol Shenfo Malchus aloud, we dress in white, we should reach the Madrega of being how we are when we're drunk? That surely requires at least some degree of explanation. Okay, I've mentioned Chet HaEgel. The other very great Chet of the time of the Midbar is Chet HaMeraglim. And what makes Chet HaMeraglim even worse is the level to which people fell through it. If you remember on the Pasuk Kulam Anoshim, Rashi says, Kol Anoshim Sheva Mikra Lashon Chashiva Zosa Shok Sherim Hoyu. The Meraglim themselves were kosher at the time when they set off. And if you remember on the Pasuk, Chozok Hu Mimenu, and the Nekudas in there are very interesting, but that's not for now. Rashi quotes a Chazal which says, the Kiviyochul Klapi Mala Omru. They didn't mean that the Kananim are stronger than us. They meant the Kananim are stronger than him. So they have fallen from the level of Ksherim Hoyu to absolute complete kfira, where they say that a crowd of goyim, ovdei avodah zarah, people who indulge in all sorts of dreadful misbehavior, are more powerful than HaKadosh Baruch. And the Rosh Yeshiva quoted a yalkut, which I printed here as number 7, which was new to me. And that gives him the clue to an approach which will answer this question and all the others, and it goes like this. Omru Yisrael, Klal Yisrael said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher, Nishlecha Anoshim Lefonenu, let us send people in front of us. Amalem Lomi said to them, why? Amru Lo, they said, Shekva Yiftichanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbein Shalom has promised us, Vamaloni told us, Anu Nichnosim Le'eretz Canaan, we will go into the land of Israel, V'yorshin Kol Tov, and we will acquire, we'll inherit all the good things that there are. Shenemar vatim leim kol tuv vashele vonisa, houses filled with kol tuv. Vahari shomu, they had heard rumors. Sha'anu nichnosim, will go in. Veimosim baim bote matmonios, they are digging holes in which they can hide their treasures. Imat minim hemes mamonam, so if they hide, they bury all their treasure. Vanu nichnosim, we go in. Velo nimtzu klomo, we don't find the bote maleim kol tuv, which we have been promised. Nimtzu devolo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu bottle, there'll be a chilul Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu has promised Botim Aleim Kol Tuv. We hear that the Kanaanim are hiding their treasures. We'll go in, and the word of our Kodesh Baruch Hu will not have been Mekuyim. Yelchu Meraglim Lefoneinu, let's send spies. It doesn't say Yaru Lonu Es Oretz, they'll show us the land. Elo V'yachperu, they'll dig it out. They'll dig it out. Ye will discover everything where the which has been hidden, where the treasures have been hidden. That's why we want to send spies. They made a cheshbon. We want to send spies, l'shem shemayim. We don't want to send spies because we have problems with emun and bitochen, because we don't believe him. We want to send spies because we're worried there might, chas v'shalom, be a chilul Hashem, that the promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be fulfilled. Came and shesh shoma kein, and when Moshe heard the cheshbon, he thought, yes. Nil kad biyodon, he was trapped in what they'd said, vayita be'enei adovar, and so on. So Reb Chaim says this: what is it that we are supposed to be? We are supposed to be the avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's not translate it as servants, let's translate it as slaves. Avodai heim asher hutzeis yosom be'eretz Yisrael. We're supposed to be avodim. When an eved is supposed to do something, the answer is yes sir, please sir, straight away, first thing. We are not supposed to make cheshbonos, in particular, cheshbonus about whether we'll do what he said. But we're not supposed to make a cheshbon what he told us to do. He told us, go to Eretz Yisrael, do me a favor. Don't make cheshbonus about what the Kanaanim will or won't do with the treasures. Don't make cheshbonus, I need people for Yachbru. He said to go, there are batim aleim kol tuv, so there are batim aleim kol tuv. Get up and go. And the making of the cheshbon is to some extent a merida. It's a rebellion against the status of being avodim. He used to quote the Gemara in Brochus. Gemara in Brochus, it's number 8 here, tells a story about Chizkiah Melech and Yeshaya Novi. Chizkiah Melech was dangerously ill. He was dangerously ill, and Yeshaya went to be Mevakech Olah. Yeshaya said to him, Ko amar Hashem, Tzav leveischo, give your last instructions, ki meis atov lo sichya, you're dying, you're not living. Dying, not living. I mean, if you're dying, you're not living. So my ki meis atov lo sichya, you're going to die, you won't live. Meis atov beilom azeh, you're dying in this world. Lo sichya lo olam haba, you're not going to live in the world to come. You're losing this world, olam hazeh, you're losing olam haba, the lot. Amalei Michael, well, what's all this about? Said the king. Said Yeshayim Shundulo Asakta Bir Periyo Raviyo. You haven't been Mekayim Per Ravu. You haven't married, you haven't had children. Just a minute. For not getting married, you lose Olam Azeh and Olam Abo. This is a new one on me. As far as they know, it's a single mitzvah saseva. So the Gemara continues. I'll tell you, says Chizkiah, why I didn't get married. Chazoi li Baruch HaKodesh, I saw Baruch HaKodesh, the Navkaminoi bonin de Leimala, that if I have children, they won't be any good. Yeshaya said to him, Badi Kavshad Rachmon Lomaloch, do not concern yourself with the secrets of HaKodesh Baruch. My demifkadus iboy leila mevad, what you're supposed to do, you have to do. Umadanicha kmekud shabrichu levin, HaKodesh Baruch will do what he's supposed to do. So, what is so very terrible about Chizkiah not getting married? It's not so terrible that he didn't get married. He didn't get married. All right, he didn't get married. I tell you, I think, as far as I remember, Benazai Choshkanovsho Batur, and he didn't get married. But Chizkiah made a cheshbon. It's true that's a mitzvah priya revia, but I can see that in my case that wouldn't be a good thing. So I claim the mitzvah doesn't apply to me and I shouldn't be doing it. The punishment is not because he wasn't Oisik in Peru Ravu. The punishment is because he made a cheshbon not to be Oisik in Peru Ravu. And making a cheshbon to patter himself from the mitzvah, That's felt in avdus, as they would say in Yiddish. That means there's a shtickel merida here. That he's no longer the eved of a Kodesh Baruch. He's making a cheshbon about what he should or shouldn't do. And that's what's unforgivable. The mice, as far as I remember, Chizkiah said, okay, I'll marry your daughter, and maybe your schus and my schus will be okay. And in fact, the child was Menashe, who is, the psukim tell us, was a Rosha. And Chazal say, actually arranged to murder his grandfather Yeshaya. So there was nothing wrong with Chizkiah's Ruach HaKodesh. Please do not have any doubts about Chizkiah's prediction and his prophecy. That was true. But you can't make a cheshbon to putter yourself. Just like the people in the time of the Ramaglim. You can't make a cheshbon about whether you're going to do the mitzvah. The Posuk says in Sefer Yonah that when the storm was there and the boat is going to sink and so on and so forth, Yonah says, it's number 9 here, so uni lift me up, hati luni ala yom, throw me into the sea, v'yishto ke yom me aleichem, and the sea will leave it off from you. I know it's all because of me. I know that the storm is all because of me. All because of me. So Reb Chaim used to quote the Rashi. Rashi, at the beginning of the Sefer, it's here is 9a. Ma ro Yonah shelo rotza leilech el Nineveh. Kodesh Baruch Hu said go to Nineveh and Yonah didn't. Why not? Why didn't he go to Nineveh? So, not very much by this stage to our surprise, Rashi says he made a cheshbon. What was the cheshbon? He said, Akum kroyve tshuva heim. The goyim in Nineveh near to tshuva. Im omer lehem v'yasu tshuva. If I tell them do tshuva, they'll do tshuva. You can tell B'nai Yisrael to do tshuva. What does Gemara say in Megillah? 48 Nevi'im and however many Nevi'is all told Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, gornish, nothing. The king took the ring off and tshuva straight away. So Yonah says, I tell the Jews to do tshuva, nothing happens. I'll go to Nineveh and they'll do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, ooh, oh. So he didn't do what he was told with a cheshbon. He made a cheshbon to pater himself from the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's unforgivable. So since he made a cheshbon to pater himself, Yodea ani, I know, ki b'sheli asar agod lazer, this is all about me. That's what it is. Like with the Meraglim, like with Chizkiah HaMelech. So here, so let's go back to Shol v'achas v'olsoloi. The Pasuk says, and it's number 10, we're on to page 2, Vayorev Barnachal, he struggled in the valley. And on that Gemara, there's a on that Pasuk, there's a Chazal. People will be familiar with the din of Egla Arufa. If a body is found and nobody knows what had happened to it, you take an Egla Arufa, you kill the Egla Arufa in a Nachal, in a valley. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, Vayorev Barnachal? Omer Rabbi Mani says, Shaul was concerned about Iske Nachal. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Shaul, Lech v'ki sois Amalek, go and destroy Amalek, he said, Ma nefesh achas, if you only find one dead body, Omro Torah, Hove Egla Arufa, the whole Geshefer for Egla Arufa, Kol Anfoshes Halelu, all these people, Achas Kamav Kama, not only that, Im Odom Chotu, Beim Mechotu, Im Gedoilim Chotu, Ktanim Chotu, he made a cheshbon. Why didn't he kill Agog? Why didn't he destroy all the flock? He said, I can see from Egla Arufa that can't be right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do it, and he made a cheshbon not to do it. That's what's so terrible. If David HaMelech has a Yetzirah, and David HaMelech does something which is wrong, Ki Odom Ein Tzadik Ba'oretz Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yechtov, that is not a merida in Avdus. That's not saying, you said do this, but I'm not going to because I think I know better. Shaul was instructed, exterminate them, and he knew better. You know what? As we look at it, we might even think he had a point. But even if he had a point, it doesn't help us. You cannot, if you are the Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make cheshbonos to patter yourself from what he told you to do. And what about the kasha of the Tosis Yishonim? Shaul ba'achas, there's only Maisa Aga. What about the business of not bringing the korban at the time when he should? So I put the psukim there in number 11, and you may notice I highlighted the word for esapak. And on the esapak, Rashi says, Nischazakti al rutzoni, Libi Omer Lahamtin, I wanted to wait, but according to Rosh Hashiva's understanding, I made a cheshbon that I shouldn't do it. Ki nofatza omme olai, the people are starting to run away, I've got to get on with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, wait for Shmuel. If the people are not doing what they should be, that really is their problem. You were told to wait for Shmuel. Why are you making a cheshbon not to wait for Shmuel? The Rosh Yeshiva's understanding was not like the Tos Yishonim. Tos Yishonim says that not waiting for Shmuel, he lost his malchus, and Maisa Agag, his children lost their malchus. Rosh Yeshiva said, no, it's the same achas, it's the same aveira. The aveira is not, he didn't kill Agag, he didn't kill the flock. The aveira is not, he didn't wait for Shmuel. The aveira is he made a cheshbon to patter himself from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and that's the same aveira in both cases. Shol ba'achas. He made a cheshbon to tell himself, I don't need to do this. Number 12 is a Gemara where I've put the translation because the Lashonas are very, very difficult. And I'm just going to tell you the way the Rosh Yeshiva said pshat in this Gemara. If you want to look at the Lashon, you may. The Lashonas are difficult, that's why I put the English there. Rosh Yeshiva asked, what is so wonderful about the Akedah? I mean, yes, it's a wonderful thing. Avraham Avinu was prepared to sacrifice his son, Bincha, Yechidcha, Asher Ahavta. I know, but Olecho Haragnu Kol Hayom, Klal Yisrael have been persecuted for those. What's so wonderful? So the Gemara Sanhedrin quotes a conversation between the Sotan and Avraham Avinu. And according to Reb Chaim's understanding, the Sotan said to him three things. First thing he said is this. You've spent your life teaching people that Avoradat Zorah is Shtus V'Hevel. You're going to go and sacrifice your son. They'll say after all that, he is Mekayim the Avodah Zorah of the Moloch. You're undermining everything you ever did. It's good cheshbon, no? Said Avraham Avinu, Ani Basumi Eilech. I am going Batumi Bitmimus. I know what I've been told to do, and I'm going to do it. Okay. The Sotan is not finished yet. The Sotan is never finished. The Sotan is not finished yet. The Sotan has a second taina. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to you, Kivi Yitzchak Yikarei Lechol Zora, and you're going to go and kill him. Avraham Avinu says, Ani Basumi Eilech. Make whatever cheshbon as you like. I know what I've been told to do, and I'm going to do and do it. The Sotan has not yet given up. The Sotan says, Shamanti Me'achorei Paragud, I heard from behind the screen that what he really wants is a ram. Take a ram, not the boy. Says Avraham Avinu, Ani Basumi Eilech, I know what I've been told to do. I've been told to be Ma'ale, the boy. So let's go through it. The Sotan says, the first cheshbon, you'll undermine the teaching of your entire life. Here you are doing Avodah Zorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, sorry, I'm not making cheshbonos. He's promised you that through this, I'm not making cheshbonos. He doesn't really want the boy. I am not making cheshbonos, says the Pasuk. Atah yodati ki yarei lekim ato. Avraham Avinu has done what Chizkiah HaMelech didn't do, what Shaul HaMelech didn't do, what at the time of Chet HaMeraglim they didn't do. Avraham Avinu says, never mind the cheshbonos, I know what I've been told to do. That's how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, ki yarei Elokim ato. Shall we, okay, so the Gemara tells a story of Rabbi Yochanan and the Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan dash and the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make precious stones 30 amma by 30 amma, and a Talmud laughed at him. Yeah, it's not possible. I mean, you can't find a diamond this big, that size. Okay, and Rabbi Yochanan did nothing. Later, the Talmud saw Malachim cutting such stones. Please note that Talmud has risen in Madrega. The Talmud has reached a Madrega where he sees Malachim. Halavai, we should reach such Madregas. Okay. And he came and he told Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, you darshan, and it's wonderful you should darshan, and what you say is true, and I've seen them, and I've seen them. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you're a malagleg al divrei chachamim, and he put his eyes on him, and the fellow dropped down dead. Forgive me. Originally, he did nothing. And now that the boy's on a madrega where he sees Malachim, he strikes him dead. What's going on? Because this Talmud, what does he believe? What I can see, what I understand, I believe, and what you say, I don't believe. What you say, Rebbe, I don't believe. I only believe what I get. What I get. Felt avdus. He's not an eved. He's not Mekabel what the Rebbe said. let's go back to May Meriva, shall we? So number 14 is a Medrash Rabbah. And the Medrash Rabbah predictably says, what we're talking about is a cheshbon. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to speak to this rock. And Klal Yisrael say, ach, you know the nature of that rock. You know how to get water out of that rock. If you want to do a neis, get a water out of a different rock. Says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what? If I only get water out of this rock, we won't have the Kiddush Hashem. I better get water from a different one. He made a cheshbon and didn't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told him, because he told him, get water from this rock. And he didn't do it. He made a cheshbon to get water from a different rock. And that's what it is that's unforgivable. Chayta Egel, they didn't make a cheshbon that this is okay and this is what God wants, and we don't. No, no, no. Vayokumu Litzachek. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to this Medrash, made a cheshbon about why he shouldn't do Mei Meriva from this rock, and he should do it from that rock, and the problem is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it from this one. Okay, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Avdus is part of what it's all about. We are required to be the Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can make cheshbonus about how exactly to do that which he has told us to do. We cannot make cheshbonus about whether to do what he told us. We cannot, like Shaul, make a cheshbon and then not kill Agag and the sheep. We cannot make a cheshbon like Chizkiah and not be Oisik in Priya Uravia. We cannot make a cheshbon like Yonah and not go to Nineveh. We cannot make a cheshbon like Moshe Rabbeinu and not hit this rock, hit that rock. Why chayavinish livasume ad lo yoda ben baruch mordcha la'orur homan? So, insofar as I understand what the Rosh Yeshiva said and wrote, what he said was this. So, assuming that we are mekabel the Dibrei Chazal and the Psak the Mechaba and we just get drunk, we are abolishing our intellect. We are taking our intellect and putting it on one side, and because of the fact that that is what the Takona of Chazal requires of us, we are creating a situation where we can't make cheshbonus. Halavai, on that day of complete sobriety, when we wish to be Doma to Malachim, we should reach the Madrega where we accept the Morus, the Adnus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to such an extent that we're Avodim without Cheshbonus, as we do on Purim, when we have, through a different method, reached the stage where we can't tell the difference between Baruch Mordecha and Arur Haman. Good Shabbos, and I wish everybody Simchas Purim. Yeah.